I'm Heather, and this is Conspiracies Unlocked. Ta-da! We've been gone for a while, and when we have a hiatus, we are always excited to come back.
Welcome.
Hello. So first of all, we just wanted to express our
sincere sympathy for those affected by the LA fires and any fires that are actually occurring in the world, because there's a lot of fires
going around. Yeah. And as you know, we're in San Diego, so we are like right below that. And we've had a couple little fires in Chula Vista, Mission Valley, and actually one right up the road yesterday. I called the police.
You didn't tell me about
that. I did. I was driving the kids home from school, and this garage is just billowing out with smoke. So it wasn't like a wildfire. It was
somebody's home.
It was somebody's house. Like, and now today when we went by it, there's like a car that is completely like gone, like bare bones, chassis, and that's it. And then there is all this like stuff that was in the garage that is now out. And it was like a hoarder situation garage where there's like all these boxes and stuff. Mm. So that's on the outside. And then the front of another car is like gone.
I wonder if they had a smart meter.
I don't know.
Because that is the buzz, is possibly smart meters are causing some of the fires.
Yeah, and it was completely inside of the house. It was not on the outside of the house. It was, because when I first saw it, I thought that it would be someone's, like, backyard or something. Mm-hmm. But all this smoke was billowing on the out, like, coming out the garage door. And, like, to the point where our car was getting filled with smoke, and the kids were like, move. And I was like, people, move. Like, what if this is, like, a drug house and it's going to explode? Or, like, it's in the garage. What about gasoline and, yeah, you know, propane or whatever? I was like, move it, guys. Move. Like, what are we doing here sitting? Stop being looky-loos. We gotta go. Move along.
So were you on the street driving and
Yeah. Past
it? Okay.
Yeah, it was like right there. Yeah. So then we drove by it today and saw the aftermath, and it's all like taped off, and definitely the people are not able to live in that house right now.
That's really sad.
Yeah. So that was one home displaced recently. Mm-hmm. Now imagine a whole fucking LA being displaced like that. It's crazy. So, it's been crazy to watch it. And actually, one of my husband's friends is down from Camarillo right now. Mm-hmm. And that is right, like, above the LA County area. But it's also where, like, the evacuation zone was and stuff like that. But he said, so we've been watching it being evacuated for the past few days. And he said that he's never been evacuated, that it's clear as day out there, that there was no smoke, he never saw anything, and he was going to record video for me, for us, when he's coming down the 5,
like,
first-hand account, and he said that there's absolutely no smoke, no nothing, everything is clear skies. And I was like, well, what about, like, did you see burned down buildings, burned down anything? And he said no, that there was absolutely nothing. But
so that was the media blowing that up a couple days before it actually happened.
Yeah.
So how did they know that people were?
Well, that was another thing. So on Monday we found out he was coming. So I was talking to him about, oh, get video, do this. And I was like, oh, wait, but you're in Camarillo. That's being evacuated. How are you doing? And he's like, what are you talking about? It's like blue skies. Like, what? There's not even any wind. Like, what the fuck? And then all of a sudden the next day he's like, oh no, there's a fire here now. And it was almost like Heather said, oh my gosh, they're trying to tell you where it's going to be before it happens, you know?
Yeah, if it is direct energy weapons, they're putting it out there before.
Who knows? Well, so that friend, he said that fire went out pretty quickly. So it was just like a small brush fire, kind of like the ones in San Diego where they got him out pretty quick. So no big deal. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, it's just interesting that he saw nothing weird and he drove through LA today.
So why would the media be reporting evacuation orders?
Like right now saying evacuation orders. And I know that all that happened. I'm not saying that none of that happened. I know it's true, but I do believe that the media is prolonging the actual aftermath, maybe saying that it's still going on when it's settling, the dust is being settled right now, you know.
Mm-hmm. But in his specific area, nothing was going on when they were reporting that.
I was on the phone with him, and I'm looking at the news, and I'm like, homie, it says you're being evacuated. And he's like, oh, I gotta go. Like, I don't know. And he called me back, and he was like, nobody's being evacuated. Like, wait, no, I checked with people. We're good.
We're not being evacuated.
But his whole area was, like, that red evacuation zone on the news. It was crazy. So that was just interesting to me. But anyways, moving on to what we're going to talk about now, which has absolutely nothing to do with the fires at all. This episode is called Operation Paperclip, and we are going to look into what the fuck Operation Paperclip is, because I know our listeners like to hear about what all these operations are and were before, and they all got, a lot of them have been declassified because of the Freedom of Information Act, and actually because of this here author, which this is an 888-page book, and this author, Annie Jacobson, wrote...
We might have to blur out the swastika. I don't know. If we would have to blur it out or not.
I don't know. It's a book. I mean, it's in the library.
Maybe not.
Operation Paperclip, the secret intelligence program that brought Nazi scientists to America. And in an excerpt here, she is an expert on the subject, I'll have you know. But anyways, she said, somewhere in this book that I saw, she said that she spent years waiting for the submitting Freedom of Information Act documents to be released. And so she would submit, like, the Freedom of Information Act form for certain documents to get released. And she was just, like, going through. And she said, like, not even half of them, even they wouldn't declassify, like, half of them.
Oh, really?
So she couldn't even get, like, the whole story.
So she could only... She was very limited in what she could publish.
Yeah, because she doesn't have the whole story yet. And so that's where I got a lot of my information from.
What is the book title?
Operation Paperclip, the secret intelligence program that brought Nazi scientists to America.
Oh, that's literally the title.
Yeah, and it is...
I thought you were just saying what the book was about.
No, that's literally the title, and it is over 800 pages long.
And who is the author?
Annie Jacobson. And she is the author of New York Times bestseller Area 51. So I bet that Area 51 book is bigger than this one. Like, oh, I should be covering that.
I don't know if we need to cover it.
I'm not sure, but it might get flagged. So Operation Paperclip was pretty much just a huge-ass way to try and get America to be more technologically advanced than, like, anyone else in the world. Like, they were like, we're going to do this. We're going to steal all these fucking scientists because they're fucking smart, and we're going to pretty much get to the moon first. Right. Yeah,
so it was a race to the moon.
Yeah, but I mean, this was even before they even knew that they could get to the moon, because they hadn't even gotten that far yet.
Okay.
They just wanted all this technology, and they didn't want to share it with anyone else. And through Operation Paperclip, the U.S. government was willing to overlook the moral implications of recruiting former Nazi head-like people in the Nazi regime. And they were prioritizing national security prioritizing scientific advancement over national security.
Got it, yeah.
For the greater good or whatever. So in 1945, World War II was coming to an end, and Allied forces were making their way through Germany, and they were just capturing Nazi soldiers. And we're talking Allied forces as in Russia, the UK, London, like, well, London is the UK, but you know what I mean, like, all over the place. And they were liberating the concentration camps, and they didn't really know the full extent of, like, what the fuck was actually going on over there. They were just like, shit, bad shit's going on. Let's get, like, save the people. There are, like, crimes against humanity going on over there. We need to save the people.
Yeah.
And what they found was atrocious, obviously. Like, we all know now what they found, but they were walking in kind of with a blind eye. And the more and
they
more...
They didn't know how bad it was.
They had no idea. How could you? I mean, in your wildest dreams, would you ever be able to even imagine up these crimes? Mm-hmm. They were testing on people.
Yeah.
They were doing all sorts of crazy shit. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, nobody in their right mind really could conjure up these things in their mind. And the more and more Allied forces that went through Germany, the more they saw the horror that had happened in these concentration camps, as well as the scientific innovations that they had been developing. Mm-hmm. So not only are they seeing, like, these tests and these weird shit that they're doing on people and the ethics are, like, not okay, but they're seeing, like, the actual technological advancements of, you know, how to do anything. Like everything from, like, science to, like, bio. Like, I can't even just say one thing because so many things are going through my head of being, like, science, biowarfare. Like, all of it. They were finding all of it because it was, like, a treasure trove in there of just...
So they were using humans as, like, guinea pigs.
Yes. They definitely were, and we know that now, but they didn't know that then until they saw it. So they, when World War II started, the German Air Force was actually the biggest Air Force in the world. Did you know that?
No.
I always thought that America was always the best, the powerhouse, the sleeping monster, like, don't wake the sleeping giant type thing. Like, yeah. I always thought we were the best, but actually, their Air Force was better than ours. So I'm not saying all of the military, like, not the Army or the Marines or, you know, whatever, but their Air Force was top-notch because of their technological advances in aerospace, aviation.
So maybe they had some information on UFOs.
They did. Did you know? Okay, so I kept waiting for this to come up, but it didn't come up in this fucking, in the book that I saw, and I couldn't find it in any of my stuff. But I had seen a documentary before, and you guys probably have too, if you watch all this stuff. It was on Netflix, and it might be on The Unexplained. It's on one of those shows. That's what puts me to sleep at night.
Okay, yeah.
Is The Unexplained, Unsolved Mysteries, like, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Unsolved Mysteries is a little too bright and flashy for me.
I like ancient history, too.
The Ancient Apocalypse. Mm-hmm. That one. Like, so it was on one of those. It was on one of those shows. I don't know which one. But they had talked about how the Nazi Germany, like, the Nazis had this UFO-type thing, and they were able to, like... They're thinking that they might have been able to time travel.
Oh, nice.
To do all these different, or, like, move from, like, one place to another very quickly. What is that called? Like, not shape-shifting, but...
Faster than the speed of light?
No, like, portals. Like, portals.
Oh, portals. Okay, yeah. They go, like, through portals.
Like, portally, like, yeah. Like, where they could be here. Like, not time machines, space machines. Like, I don't know how to...
So you're talking, like...
What the fuck is that called?
I don't know what it's called, but you're talking about, like, beam me up, Scotty.
Except,
like,
yeah. Yeah. So, and they had found in this episode...
Star Trek. Who watches Star Trek?
In this episode, they had said that they had found...
Teleportation!
Yes, teleportation! There it is. They had found the same type of device, which is, like, a thing that's, like, the size of this room. And it looks like almost the bottom half of a spaceship.
Oh.
Like, the thing that... You know whenever they, like, let it go or the people are in it when they land the rocket?
The beam? Like, with the beam?
No. The rocket. Like, when a real rocket, not UFOs. Like, a real space... We're going to the moon.
Oh, the rocket boosters, they have to let go.
They let go of those. But on the way back, they also drop them down with the people in them. In the capsules.
Yeah.
That capsule was found in, like, I don't fucking know, like, Maine or something here, like, back east somewhere.
Okay.
But it was... The same one was found in Nazi Germany.
So they had that technology from... The Nazis.
And they found this one here in, like, the 40s. So they're wondering if they had teleported over here.
Did it have, like, the same serial number and everything? Like, it was the exact same...
This is all fucking hearsay shit at this point. It's on The Unexplained. It's a TV show. It's on The Unexplained. I don't know. It's Unexplained, Heather.
William Shatner told
me it's Unexplained. Anyways,
Nothing has been proven.
So that was a totally off the script... Like, off the... I do not have any of that written down there, but here in my notes. But I kept thinking about that, about how advanced technologically they were and stuff, and really...
Do we talk about Antarctica in this?
No, we don't. But you can bring it up whenever you want, because I do not talk about it at all, and I totally forgot all about that until right now.
I'm going to write down Antarctica, because Nazis in Antarctica? Yeah. That's a whole... Maybe that should just be a whole other episode.
That could be. Because this is just Operation Paperclip, so this is... America and their... This is just about this operation, so I don't get into that. Anyways.
Okay.
So, When World War II started, the German air forces were the biggest in the world. And, because I got all sidetracked with William Shatner and the unexplained.
Rewind. I can go, talk in reverse. I can't do it, though.
How would you talk in reverse? Who knows how to talk in reverse?
Missy Elliott.
No, she does. She's a breakdown, reverse, back. And she doesn't actually talk in reverse. She just says.
They just reverse it.
Maybe they do it for her. So Germany being the biggest mill army didn't sit well with America. And even, Russia wasn't happy about it. Nobody was. So Russia was, in fact, allies with us at that point to take over Germany. So everyone around Germany was like, we're going to fucking fuck your shit up because you can't be better than us. Right?
Yeah.
Vivid picture. Perfect.
Yes.
So meanwhile, as different military groups were combing through Germany looking for the Nazis to imprison them, because they weren't just going to take the Nazi military and just be like, oh, hi, okay, bye, or just get the people, the prisoners out and just let Germany do whatever. They wanted all the Nazis, Hitler and everybody. They wanted them all, and they wanted to imprison them for their actions against humanity. The Nazis were fleeing all over the world. Obviously, some fled to America. And the Criminal Justice Department was well aware of this, and they were on the lookout and actively arresting anyone who was involved with the Nazi or was, okay with the Nazis, or was, just helping the Nazis in any way. They were like, you're out of here. Bye. You're going to prison, you know? Mm-hmm. So, back to the scientific finds. The V-2 rocket was a marvel of engineering at this time. It was a testament to the advanced state of German technology. And the CIA definitely recognized this and explored ways to exploit this new technology for their own adventures and advances. On accident and completely random, this Polish lab tech that was working out of Bonn University in Bonn, Germany, went to the bathroom and saw a bunch of paper floating around the toilet.
Weird.
Okay. It was all torn up. And get this, random Polish lab tech decided the best course of action in this point in time in his life would be to take out the paper, dry it out, and I shit you not, it's real, tape it back together.
Oh.
To see what it was.
Because it had words written on it?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just imagining ripped up old toilet paper, not used, but just shreds of toilet paper.
So he found the Ozenberg list. The Ozenberg list was compiled by Werner Ozenberg, who was the head of the Defense Research Association in Germany. This was a list of all of Germany's top engineers, scientists, medical innovators, just everybody from math, everything, right? It was basically a list of all the smartest people in Germany. This list eventually was given to Britain's M16, which is another name for the United Kingdom Secret Intelligence Service. So it's pretty much their version of the CIA, right? Mm-hmm. From there, the UK actually gave the United States Intelligence, aka RC, or the real CIA, this list. So they just gave it up.
Okay.
So UK could have been the huge powerhouse of technological, but they didn't care. No, they just handed it over because I think that the US was in charge of they were the lead. They were the ones that were allying the forces. We got to get into Germany. We need to save these people. We need to do this. We always are. We're always rallying up the troops.
Okay. Yeah.
You know,
Yeah. We're very patriotic. Let's go.
Let's go, world, humans, whatever. I don't know. So the U.S. government had to be careful on who they would allow to come here from Nazi Germany. They had to find the smartest of the smartest within this group with the most cleanest records, which means that they couldn't have Hitler's right-hand man over here because it would get out. Except that they would bring his second-hand man over.
Change their name or something?
I don't know, but they wanted the people with, the cleanest,
So they had a conscience. somewhat.
No, and it wasn't because they didn't want to subject America to any grossness or horrible mindsets, but because they did not want to undergo the public scrutiny of bringing in Hitler's right-hand man just because they were smart. The morality of America was not on the up and up. And if we're being honest, honestly, it really hasn't been since, and it probably never has been. Mm-hmm. You know, there's always an underlying reason, and the morality and the ethicalness of this Operation Paperclip really does, like, question America in itself. So, no, they did not do it for morally ethical. They would have brought in Hitler's right-hand man. They would have brought in Hitler if he was smart enough, and they didn't think that they would get any public scrutiny over it, right?
If Hitler didn't take off to Antarctica.
Yeah. Well, actually, if Brad has been waiting for us, my husband's been waiting for us to talk about this, because he has one of his, like, history shows, they did, like, a whole, like, Finding Hitler. I don't know if you guys have seen it. It's on, like, the History Channel or something. It's, like, 3 seasons long. And they found these, like, underground bunkers in, like, the Congo. Congo or some shit. And they had, like, I watched it. They had, like, while they were digging it out, they found a 1938, like, Volkswagen something, whatever Hitler drove. And it was in pristine condition, like, brand new, had not... And it was, like, in, like, a big old bunker. And they just, like, started right up. And Brad was like, oh, that's bullshit. Like, it would really get started up. And, like,
the battery would be dead.
At this point, he's like, this is all fake. Turn it off. And it was supposed to be, like, a documentary. He's just like, this is stupid. So, anyways, moving forward. So, at this point, then U.S. Army Major Robert B. Staver, chief of the Jet Propulsion Section of the Research and Intelligence Branch of the U.S. Army Ordnance Corps, received this list, the Ausenberg list, right? And then he was the one who was told to meticulously go through this list, find the right scientists that were really fucking smart, that checked all these boxes, that could clear a background check, that could do all these things, and nobody would catch on that they were working for fucking Hitler, right?
Okay.
So, he meticulously went through the list, and he wanted what was, like, he found this one name, Werner von Braun.
Werner von Braun?
Werner. It actually starts with a W, but the way that they pronounce it. Yeah. So, Werner von Braun. And he wanted him. He was, like, the best of the best. And I believe that he was only Hitler's, like, third man hand or whatever. Like, he was just, like, a little bit below the second right-hand man, right? He was, like, a foot-hand man, you know?
Yeah.
He was, like, a little bit further. And he was a top rocket scientist that, according to NASA, von Braun was, quote unquote, one of the most important rocket developers and champions of space exploration in the 20th century. So the things that he has done. Yes.
I am being reminded when we went on our tour to the USS Midway.
Yes.
And we were in Helm 2.
Uh-huh.
And we saw the picture of the first rocket launch off of the USS Midway.
He was there. He would have to be there, yes.
And that was the beginning of NASA. Tell me he is NASA.
Yes.
See?
And this was before NASA even started.
Yes.
So he was in that picture.
All connecting.
Everything is connected.
We have that footage.
We should put it up.
We will.
You have to find it. We have hours of footage of the USS Midway. Do you know what I found out?
I'm putting a note here of Helm 2 footage.
Do you know what I found out when I was at the airport? So I went to Vegas last weekend, and I was at the airport talking to some random dude that was there for some work convention or whatever the fuck. I don't know what he did. But anyways, his work took him to the USS Midway for, like, a dinner or whatever. But they had a concert on board.
Oh, yes.
Fucking Sugar Ray played. He was this close to Mark McGrath. Like, this close.
Isn't that My Butterfly Baby?
No, that's Crazy Train.
Oh, damn it.
Or Crazy Town. That's yeah, Crazy Town. Sorry. Town. Yeah. No, Sugar Ray is...
I know who Sugar Ray is.
Okay, I'm trying to think of one of their songs. Yeah, I was just going to say The Bedpost. I don't know what the song is. Anyways, if I knew it, I could sing every word. I loved that CD when I was in middle school.
It's been so long. Help us out here.
So Von Braun was also the creator of the Third Reich's V-2 ballistic missile that over 20,000 prisoners died making this one missile to get it right.
The radiation or what?
They didn't even say why, just saying like, yeah. And these were the rockets that, get this, were used to bomb London and England in 1944, which, get this, when I was little, my grandma, when she used to live in England, my grandma used to tell, or not in England, but in Scotland or wherever, over there somewhere. My mom lived in Scotland, but I don't know if my grandma immigrated later to, like, from where.
Yeah.
But anyways, so my grandma said when she was little, like 8 years old, that she would have to turn off their lights when they heard planes going over so they wouldn't get bombed.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody in the town, like, mm-hmm. the lights would shut down, so then that way the German bombs would, like, the bombers
yeah.
would know, like, oh, this isn't, we're going for Big Ben. We got to get over here to, like, London. We're not mm-hmm. trying to do this over here.
Yeah.
We're trying to do the little country places or, like, you know, whatever. So they would have to, could you imagine being 8, 10, 11, 12, whatever? Because yeah. she was born in 32 and this was in 44. She had to be 12.
So that.
So she was 12 years old and having to, like, go down and be like, okay, let's hope the bombers don't attack us by, like, let's hope Susie next door turned off her lights too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that's crazy, right?
My dad's uncle was a pilot in World War II.
For Nazi Germany?
No, for America. America. And, which is funny because I do have German descent, but he was from America. But anyway, he got shot down and everybody like jumped out of the plane. And because he was a pilot, he died.
Aww.
Yeah. And he was really young. I think he was like 21 or 22.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Well, his name was Frank.
Okay. So that was a very popular name then. So, due to Operation Paperclip, Von Braun was put as director of NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center, and he was the lead engineer in the Apollo moon landing rocket. So, he's all in charge yeah. of the ship. Meanwhile, he's just tortured and killed millions of people. But, hey, let's go give him some medals and honor him.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in the USS Midway. He has a fucking picture of him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Of course, Von Braun needed his original team to accomplish this.
People he trusted.
He needed the best team. Oh, did he need to trust them? Because we're putting our faith in him.
I think he would need to trust them after everything that was done.
To him?
Everything that he...
Like, what the fuck?
No, because think about it.
This is so ethically and morally wrong.
Everything that he did,
people...
Don't you think people will be after him? He has to trust them.
Yeah, that's true.
What
okay.
if they want
no,
to come
you're
after
right, you're
him?
Right. Okay.
That's
so,
where I was going with
well,
that.
But, okay, so he got back his top scientists and brought them to America. Of course, most of these scientists at the end of the operation, a total of 1,600 would eventually come over to America.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
And they were all pro-Nazi. So that's exciting.
Yeah, I mean,
what the fuck?
Well, during that time, there would still be a lot of people that would be.
1,600 of the smart scientists. How many people do they have over there? So the Von Braun group was only in total 127, which is a very large group of people to call you my closest friends and I want to save you from, you know, prisoner, torture, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So most of his team was easily found as they were already in custody because they had already been, like, picked up and captured. The Russian military went into Germany and either killed or captured Nazi military. So they would literally be like, oh, you're dumb. We're killing you. Oh, you might be smart and useful. We'll keep you.
You're dumb.
Like, literally, they would only keep, then they would keep the higher ranking ones or, like I said, the ones that would they would thought would be smart and be useful to keep around.
Yeah.
Some of them they would torture for more information. Some of them they just were like, okay, bye.
Yeah.
Psh.
They're no use to them. What
yeah.
do they need them for?
So, and they had already done all these crimes against humanity, and it was like a full-on manhunt for anybody that was associated and aided in helping Nazi Germany was essentially supposed to be brought to the fullest extent of the criminal justice law, whether they were being housed in UK, Russia, America, wherever they were in the world, they were supposed to be held responsible for these heinous crimes against humanity.
Genocide.
Yeah, it is Jenna's side.
Genocide.
Whenever
you have family that's Jewish too.
No, Jenna's. Say Jenna's side, like my side of everything. Jenna, my name, Jenna.
I know, but I thought you were saying this
because making it funny because you're like Jenna's side, and I'm like Jenna's side. I never put it like so. When I was younger in school, when people would say
she likes her puns. Okay,
I know it's very funny and fantastic. When I was in school and I'd be like doodling, so the teacher would be like, so generally, and I'd be like, my heart would stop because generally it sounds like Jenna in the beginning. And I'm like, are they calling on me? Are we supposed to be called on? This wasn't answering question time. You're talking. I'm doodling. What the fuck?
I don't know the answer.
My heart would literally every time just drop like, oh, fuck. Fuck me. Anyways, so when you said genocide, I was like, oh, me? Oh, wait. Genocide. Yeah.
And then I thought you were saying, because, like, family.
No, I don't have any Jewish, well, the one people, but they can figure themselves out. Meanwhile, I'm not happy with one of my family members right now. So, what's interesting is that in this book, I read about one Nazi, and by the way, this chick interviewed, like, a bunch of, like, military personnel, government personnel, and then also people that were actually part of the Nazi Germany people that came over here and that were the smart scientist people that they actually decided to save and everything.
Yeah.
So in the book somewhere, and I wanted to quote it, but I couldn't find it again because it's only 800 pages, so I'm flipping through being like, what the fuck?
You didn't mark the page?
I suck. I was reading it while I was picking up the kids, and that's when I saw that little clip. So I read that one Nazi was on the run, and then he caught wind that America was trying to keep all the smart ones and that they weren't killing off the smart ones, so he got sick of running. So what did he do? He turned himself in and was like, it's fine, y'all won't kill me because I'm smart.
I hope,
like, can you
smart.
Be yeah can you be any more cocky?
Was he, did he even make it?
And he was recruited. I think he was like one of the top military Germany, like Nazi military personnel.
Okay.
So he knew that he would survive at least the first round of interrogation and maybe get to America where he could, like, see if he would be able
to thrive
from there.
In the American dream.
Yeah. So word was getting around that America was, like, saving these Nazis. But what's interesting is that it didn't, we'll find out later that it didn't really get around to America. The civilians in America did not know that America was housing Nazis until much later. But
sounds
the Nazis
like they were doing
knew,
a lot more than housing.
Refuging, yeah. So other notable recruits included scientists involved in aviation, chemistry, and metallurgy. Do we know what metallurgy is?
I don't know what metallurgy
is. It is the science in metals and purification of metals.
Oh, okay.
So then it makes sense, metallurgy. But when I first saw it, I was like, oh, what the fuck is that? Which is stupid because I own a machine shop, and so I metallurgy all the time. I actually don't, but I buy from metallurgers.
I've just never heard the
term. I've never heard of the term either. So all of these people made huge, significant contributions to the U.S. military and advancement of U.S. technologies. Like, we would not be living in the modern world that we live in now without these German Nazi people coming here. Like, it's crazy and it's not okay. But we do have an iPhone to record this on. So
is that from the Nazis?
The whole technological advance, all of it. Yeah, a lot of it is.
Okay.
All right, let's get back to the morality of Operation Paperclip. The U.S. government recruiting former Nazis was a serious ethical issue. The U.S. government was essentially giving these horrible Nazis a second chance, freedom, and rehabilitation. These were the same people who were totally fine with gas chambers. These people, no matter how smart they were, should have never been allowed to live a peaceful life, let alone leave Germany. They should have been forced to live out their days in the concentration camps. In essence, this was a complete betrayal from America monument to the victims of the Holocaust.
Do you talk about the gas chambers at all?
No, because that's not about Operation Paperclip.
Well, I just want to say one thing.
Yeah.
Is that Bayer Health Group, like Bayer, the...
Yeah.
They originally were from Germany, and they were maybe not the sole people or company or entity or whatnot, but they did make gas for the gas chambers. Bayer.
Shut up. My gosh. Well, that would be fun to... Well, not that'd be fun, but you should make a reel about that.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. I did not know that. Mm-hmm. But... I wonder if were they made in Germany? Like Bayer was founded in
Bayer
Germany.
Bayer is a Germany company.
So
or it was. I don't know who
what's
owns
interesting
it now.
Is that even medicine, everything, these German Nazis or just Germany in general had did you know Einstein was German?
Yes.
And he came here right before as soon as Hitler took control, he's all, I'm out of here, peace.
Yeah.
And he denounced his German civilian citizenship
mm-hmm.
and was like and he would say he was quoted saying I'm basically French instead because he went over to France. He didn't come to America.
Yeah.
He was here from Germany. That picture that we see of him in the plane, he's like waving by like fuck off Germany, mm-hmm. good luck. He went to France first.
Yeah, I read a biography about Einstein. I've always been fascinated with science and with Einstein. It's called Einstein in Love, and it actually talks about that, about him coming here and denouncing and everything.
Yeah.
And a lot of other interesting facts about him. And his second wife, first or second wife, Maria, who has thought to actually have come up with a lot of his scientific facts.
Doesn't it always work out
and
that way? Marie Curie, anyone?
She did not get the credit, and he got credit.
Did you know that Einstein and Eminem were born, were alive at the same time for, like, a year or two? By the time that Einstein died, it was, like, 1976, and Eminem was born in, like, 73 or something like that. Like, something...
Oh,
like,
he was born in 73?
You think that they're... He's like, 51 or 2 right now. But you think that they're, like, that they lived such different, like, way away from each other, but in reality, they're, like, same with Picasso.
Yeah, Picasso
was
like in the
70s. Yeah, it's very interesting, like, that they were together, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
that they, because I always think of Picasso as, like, Leonardo da Vinci, like, way long ago. to get famous over your paintings, it does, you have to be dead, first of all.
Or do something really crazy, like, cut your ear off.
Even then, he wasn't famous until he died.
But the story became very famous, and I think it helped catapult him.
Maybe. Or you have to be like Banksy.
Banksy, yeah.
I love him.
One.
So anyways, but he's still alive, so.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of living.
But there's not a lot of art like Banksy where he turns something into, like, a positive that's negative.
Yeah.
I mean, there is, but not in the way that he does it, like the street art.
The street art, yeah. He's like a professional graffitiist.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So, we're talking about America betraying every victim in the Holocaust. And could you imagine living through the Holocaust,
mm-hmm.
getting out of the gas chamber,
mm-hmm.
and then you turn on the TV or... Well, back then, maybe not the TV, but you open the newspaper.
Well,
and
in the 50s, they had TV.
Whatever. Time Magazine, on the cover of Time Magazine, is the fucking asshole that tattooed your arm.
Mm-hmm.
And they're giving him medals. And they're all happy. Oh, good, he's doing all these great things to the scientific world. Well, motherfucker, what did he just do to me?
Mm-hmm.
And to all of my family, I'm sorry, he just killed my kids, my husband, all this stuff. I barely made it alive. I have nobody. And here I see him getting a fucking medal and a trophy on the USS Midway.
I wonder how much of those Nazi soldiers, like, really, which is, I know it's, like, it's their orders and they have to do it, but how much of them are just doing it because they have to do it and they don't want to get killed, or how many of them really were like, yeah, fuck the Jews. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Like,
because then you even look at, like, the enlistment for our own military went way up after 9/11, and they were like, fuck the Osama bin Laden people or whatever.
Because of terrorists.
But do you know how many innocent people lost their lives and they were bombing, like, just where they thought Osama bin Laden was? So, but they, in their heart, they're doing the right thing. So, Yeah, yeah. Like, and they're, I don't know. I don't know what they thought the Jews did to them, but they, the Jewish people didn't do anything other than being Jewish, so.
Basically, yeah.
I don't know. But anyways, so, and Truman was the one that was okay with Operation Paperclip, so there are literally pictures of him with these people.
Yeah, that he's, like,
giving the purple medals to, yeah. Like, you know, the... It's crazy. I could not even imagine. So, for their contribution in aviation, like, here's your medal, man. So, of course, there is a reason why Operation Paperclip had to be on the DL. And if word got out that this was happening and the government not only knew about it, but was ordering this to happen, it would be like a huge negative mark on America as a whole, moral reputation, mm-hmm. which with social media and everything going down now, we're already like at that moral mark, I believe. So those who defended Operation Paperclip had said that the program was a necessary evil, which kind of sounds familiar, right? Mm-hmm. Where with politics in general, for the last 10 years, we're just always saying like, well, let's choose the lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
You know?
You're talking about when it comes to, like, presidential races
and all that. It's like, well, let's pick the... Like, yeah, we get it. They're all evil. They're all fucking corrupt. They're all corrupt. They all fucking suck. But let's do the one that's going to benefit us, I guess, you know? So these people had said that the benefits to national security outweighed the moral costs. However... You're worried about national security. What if these Nazis were spies? Wouldn't that be, like, the complete opposite? It was a huge fucking gamble. However, according to government documents and what people say, hearsay, they would subject these recruits to rigorous security screenings, and they would even surveil them while they were here. So they were under constant scrutiny while they were here being surveilled. But really, what kind of surveillance did they really have in the 40s and 50s? And these were the smart people.
Well, they would have,
you're surveilling the smart people. You're not surveilling the fucking dumbass Americans. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're bringing them in because they're smart. In technology, they're going to know if you're surveilling them.
I would think that they would have wiretaps and bugs and stuff.
And they probably would have the things to find the wiretaps and bugs and shit. If they're so smart... And you brought them in for their technological... They probably made the goddamn wiretaps.
They created it.
I was reading something last night. Oh, my gosh. And I wish I could remember what it was. Fuck, what was it? It was about... oh, my God. It's going to kill me. I was reading right before bed. So I do a lot of research on random shit right before bed. And I'm just, like, scrolling and, like, looking at things and, like, go down rabbit holes and shit. You know, you do the same thing, I'm sure.
All day long.
So, I was reading something, and they had brought this guy over to some place. And it was kind of like this situation where he was the enemy, but they... Oh, you know who it was? It was Pablo Escobar.
Oh, God.
So, I was researching Pablo Escobar, and... I don't even know why, just for fun. And he was
That's a rabbit hole.
It is a huge rabbit hole. So where did he come from? Colombia. So in Colombia, he was making all this money, he was doing all these things, and he wanted to be like in charge or whatever, obviously. And he was like the people's like person. Like he was actually really good for the people of Colombia, like regular everyday citizens. He was actually put into a place of like
power,
like chamber of commerce type shit. Mm-hmm. So he was involved in not only building new schools, infrastructures, libraries, a lot of community centers.
He had a lot of money for that,
along with the jail.
He built the jail.
So one of the things, like I had to wake Brad up to tell him this. So. They finally...
Isn't that what they call, like, an oxymoron or something?
No, it gets better. They finally go... They finally get him. And his only thing is, he's like, okay, I'll do double the time. I don't care. Like, whatever. I'll do whatever. But don't extradite me. So,
to Colombia?
No, don't extradite me to America,
oh, America
or whatever.
Yeah, sorry.
So he got to stay in Colombia in the jail.
In his own jail that he probably made his own cell that was all like cush. Am I right?
No. He escaped within like 6 months. He was out of there. He escaped.
He knew.
Like, I'm like, Brad, you could, like, this, you can't make this shit up. I had no idea. Like, why is he part of the Chamber of Commerce or whatever? Like, he was put on the board or whatever.
He's like, I have to be in cell block A.
Yeah. And he, like, made it all part. But he made it all part of his thing. Like, in his, like, court documents, it's all there. Like, I don't want to be
at
his plea deal. Yeah, his plea deal made it to where he could be put into this jail that he fucking.
So he knew the plans of exactly how to get the fuck out of there.
Right? And then he was on the run for, like, years and years or whatever, a couple years. But anyway.
I never knew that about him.
I didn't know that either. I thought it was fucking.
I knew a lot, but.
Yeah. So this is, like, what they're doing
jail
with the with the wiretapping. It's like, well, they're the ones that fucking made the wiretapping.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways.
True.
So proponents to this, like, the people that were for this Operation Paperclip, also showed the rapid advancement of American technology and all the German scientists that were involved in this advancement. I mean, without the German scientists, we wouldn't be anywhere. And this advancement would eventually take us to the moon. If you believe they went to the moon, I mean.
Did we? Or did we just film with the green screen? Because I swear to fucking God, every single time you watch, like, an astronaut, like, they drop something, it's like, oh, okay, you're not in zero gravity space. Like,
so
how the hell did you just drop that?
One of our first episodes, I deep dove hard into this, like, NASA shit, right? And I did. And according to the NASA website and everything I found, there are reasons why the things that they said about the flag, they had scientific reasons. And according to all them, it all makes sense. And it's all wrapped in a pretty little bow.
Or are they really filming in a big pool somewhere? Because have you heard that astronauts are filling up with water in their fucking space helmet, whatever.
No.
The fuck. Yes. And
we're
like,
so
drowning
subject,
and shit
kind of.
In water.
Okay. Back to this. So, the...
In space.
Well, there's moisture in space. Is there not moisture in space? I don't really know what's in space. Have you been there lately?
I have not been to space lately.
Is there not moisture? Because Uranus has moisture.
It's the vacuum of the void.
No, that's a black hole. That's
okay.
Not all space.
So there's...
I don't know. Just because space is
flat.
It depends
on what you believe. If you believe in the... If you subscribe to the flat earth theory, and I lost my pen cap.
We are
in the firmament, and it is the water above, so they could be drowning in the water, but they can't break through the firmament. So that's cap.
Unless there's a hole, like, in the Simpsons.
We've never gone to space. But if you remember our episode where we did talk about the different layers of the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Nobody's gone to space because that's still in the Earth's atmosphere.
The moon is in the Earth as well.
No, we've never gone to the exosphere.
Okay, so we...
So when they go to space, like the ISS space station and all that.
Uh-huh.
That is
they're only
still
they're still in the atmosphere.
Still in Earth's atmosphere.
They're not in the exosphere.
They're not
space. Even to like the second one. I don't think they're only
no.
to like the first little one.
Yeah. So that's a whole nother raffle.
But don't worry, we have an episode on it. Go listen to it. So the German scientists also played a crucial role.
It's all connected.
It's all, everything is connected.
It is.
And the more that we do more episodes, the more we're going to be like, oh yeah, don't forget that episode we did. We already know about that because of this episode. We already know about that because of this episode. It's all going to, yeah. So it is. So the German scientists also played a crucial role on America's side in the Cold War. Using their advanced technology, they also played a huge role in the development of our modern technology. The influx of these German scientists really boosted American science. So we might say it's our science, but really it's because we brought over the German scientists from Operation Paperclip.
So you have a lot to thank for the Germans.
I guess so, and especially in aviation and space exploration. NASA wasn't even created until 1958. They brought these motherfuckers over in 1945. Von Braun was one of the first ones. He was well on his way. By 1948, he was, like, going. And by 1958, he was, like, almost on the way out. Like, he had already, like, made NASA, did all this shit. They weren't going to space or even trying to go to space until then. Many people are curious as to how the Wright brothers barely took their first flight in 1903. Then 60 years later, we went to the fucking moon. And they had such a huge technological advancement between those years. And it was all due to the Germans coming to America. Some people, like us before, have believed it's because of the aliens that came to Roswell in the 40s. And they gave us the technological advancement, just like the pyramids and all that.
The Anunnaki.
But we've had all these different reasonings behind this huge advancement. But I'm starting to believe it was just the Germans coming over. But what I want to know is,
where did Germans learn this?
Exactly.
Where did Germans get this technology?
What were they doing to have so many people from Germany being smart? They couldn't have just been eating their fucking vegetables. Maybe it was aliens, but they visited Germany first. Maybe that was their landing spot.
Yeah, people from Germany, let us know.
Yeah. What do you hear over there? We're dying to know. Because we hear something totally different.
Because we got some German listeners, so let us know what you
think. Yeah, for real. What do you guys think over there? Like, we have Roswell. What's your Roswell? We want to know.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm going to say, what is
Roswell? Yeah. So Operation Paperclip only came to light in 1958 when Time magazine ran a story about Wernher von Braun. Wernher von Braun.
That's fun to say.
Wernher von Braun.
Wernher von Braun.
Yeah, I know. I feel like Natasha from Rocky and Bullwinkle. Rocky and Bullwinkle.
As soon as you said Natasha, I was like,
Natasha and Boris from Rocky and Bullwinkle. You don't know what Rocky and Bullwinkle?
I know what Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah, the bad guys were Natasha and Boris.
I don't remember that.
Okay. Anyways. So they ran, Time magazine ran a story on Wernher von Braun, due to his involvement with NASA and like everything he was doing. So they're like, people of the year. Remember, they put Hitler as a person of the year in 1934, if we remember correctly. So Time magazine blew his shit up. The operation was fucking shut down at this point, and no more recruits came over here. However, like I said, at this point, there was already 1,600 immigrant Nazis. And even though there was all this advancement of all these scientists being Nazis, no one ever went down for it. Not to mention, by the way, all these Nazis were given citizenship. 1,600 were just like, here you go, you're Americans now. Given it. No one, like, they're like Oprah over here. Citizenship for you.
Everyone gets a citizenship. Yay! Isn't that kind of like what they're doing now?
Not to this extent. They're not being recruited by our government. I hope. I don't know. We'll find out in 50 years.
Well, the fires.
All right, so.
In L.A.
So even though there's all this evidence of all these scientists being Nazis, no one ever went down for it. Operation Paperclip was so underground that even the Criminal Justice Department, who was actively looking for these people. Remember in the beginning of this episode, I said the Criminal Justice Department is actively looking for these people. They had no fucking idea that the Nazis were even, like, they didn't know. They didn't know that our government was actively bringing them in while they're actively looking for them. Like, what the fuck kind of cops and robbers game is this? So, I'm serious.
I just pictured the Hamburglar when you said that.
So they had no idea that our top scientists and engineers were actually Nazis that were sitting next to the fucking president. After the magazine, the Criminal Justice Department didn't even come after the Nazis. they just not one bad thing came to the people involved with basically harboring fugitives and giving them access to sensitive information, like military information, for example. The Nazis that were here even went on to live happy fucking lives and successful lives as fucking U.S. citizens and raise families and shit. What the fuck? So,
tracks.
I did see on some documentary where this kid found a box of his, like, grandfather's shit, and inside was, like, pins and emblems and shit from, like, Nazi. And so he's like, what the fuck? Like, why would you have, like, Nazi shit like this? Like, it wasn't just, like, it was, like, legit, like, old ass. Like, it was on his shirt at one time.
If I would have known this episode was about the Nazis, I have some random memorabilia, but I don't know where it came from.
Okay, so here,
Nazi gold bar coins that are stamped with, like, but I don't know if they're real. I don't know where they came from. Like, I just randomly found them.
Where?
In my garage.
Oh my God. But
they could have been from, like, an old tenant because I'm a renter, or, like, I don't know where they came from.
Okay, well, this kid found a box of his grandfather's shit, like, in an attic, garage, whatever, same type of thing. So then he started research his family tree, and he got further enough, and he finally found enough evidence to confront his grandfather and be like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
And he found out that his grandfather was once, and admitted to him that he was once a Nazi soldier, one of the upper men.
Oh, wow.
And that he was all sad and remorseful and whatever about, like, all the shit he did. But moral of this story is that these people are walking, or were walking, amongst us as normal, everyday U.S. citizens. Their own families didn't even know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, they're not going to want to give that information.
No.
Yeah. They're not going to want to, unless they're still, like, there are Nazis still, you know?
Well,
so
yeah.
Unless, like, they are,
actively,
like,
okay, so the Nazis now are not the ones that survived all that, like, not even, like, survived, like, the whole, like, I'm saying survived, like,
it's
was
like
given a fucking chance.
What is it, like, an ideology?
Ideology.
Yeah. Like, it's the ones, like, now, it's more like that.
It's, yeah, it's like oh, cool, but they didn't actually live under Hitler's regime,
yeah,
or, like, have to live, you know, like that and be like, thank God I was given a second chance. Like, oh, my gosh,
mm-hmm,
yay.
Mm-hmm.
It was such an opportunity to come to America and be given citizenship and pretend like that, like, part of my life's gone. You know,
yeah,
these new people are like, dude, Hitler's cool, man.
Yeah,
you know,
ideology,
yeah.
Yes.
It's just the idea of it. But
mm-hmm,
they don't know. The real people are, like, really upset about it. I don't think that there's any Nazis that actually came over here, got the second chance, lived happy lives, and had families and shit that would ever go back to that. Like,
well, maybe,
you know,
the generations down the line would.
Yeah, maybe.
Don't
I don't know. So, obviously, like, the Nazis coming here should have never happened. But if they didn't, could you imagine where we would be technologically? Like, would we barely be in, like, the 50s time technology-wise? So would we be, like, getting a black and white TV? Would we be like, oh, my God, there's a microwave in the home? Ooh. Like, oh, no, going down to this corner store to see the TV set to watch the I Love Lucy, like, in the window. You know what I mean? Like, how much of a decline, like, how modern would we be if they didn't? So was it a necessary evil? I mean,
I don't know, because then I'm thinking about vaccines and, like, how many of these Nazis turned into, from making gas for them, gas chambers, came here and started making vaccines for, like, polio or, like, different things that would have been rampant back then during that time, that now it's transitioned to, now we have the new COVID shot or, like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because it's medical and science, not just technology. It's medical also.
So
how beneficial was it really for us?
I mean, I think that it will always be a what if, and is this morally, like, right? But before we ever think as a society, oh, cool, they would never do this to us, or it's just wrong. The government would never do this. Think again. The world leaders are doing this and so much more shit behind our back. And they are classifying it until after the fact, so it doesn't matter. And then declassifying the documents 50 years later when it doesn't fucking matter. Like, I mean, these Operation Paperclip blew up like 15 years later after the fact. And the Criminal Justice Department didn't do shit as they were actively looking for Nazi people. So, I mean, I understand that part of that was due to like the president's, like President Truman being like, yes, like, let's do this shit. Let's advance America. But, and I think that part of the reason why the whole space race and all that, like why we're not cool with Russia, could stem from this. Because we were allied forces with them to get the Nazis, like, to break up Germany and the Nazis and shit.
Yeah.
But then, all of a sudden, we're not cool with Russia, and we also took all the technology, all the science with us. So it's like, they kind of got a shit deal. You know what I mean? Like, they were the closest.
They're pissed off at us.
Yeah. Like, they were the closest, so they were the ones that sent the most military in. They had their guys going, and then at the end of the day, America's like, thank you. Bye now. You know what I mean? Yeah, I wonder if that is what, where the bad, like, blood began. The little salt in the wound. Like, wait a minute.
I don't know, but Russia is communist, right? So that's not good.
No, but Russia, I don't think, was communist until the 50s. Until the first Putin took orders.
The first Putin?
Well, no, is it like...
Is he a clone?
No, like his dad.
Oh!
No, like...
I thought you were getting...
I don't know. Is because he's been in office forever, but is Russia... I'm not sure
if Russia is,
like, a democracy. Or if it is, like, a...
But we thought Russia was communist.
Yeah, but did they vote him in and then they got fucked?
I don't know. We have to do more research.
I don't know too much about that. I just know Putin's been in for, like, ever.
Well, Putin's not that old, so...
I don't know.
He's not that old.
He's like 60.
But like...
I don't know.
We're talking about the 40s and the early 50s. Yeah.
Russian leaders.
Because 47 is around when World War II ended.
Oh, Stalin.
Right? Stalin. There you go.
That was the problem.
Yes.
That was the first problem. Okay. Yep.
That makes more sense now.
Yeah.
What is a...
Gorbachev.
Oh.
Yeah, these are just Dublin names. Yeah. So, anyways, so they are presidents. They're not like China and England. Like China, the guy.
You said a monarchy.
Yeah, monarchy.
I didn't think it was a monarchy.
I was thinking it might have been.
Oh, okay.
But it's not.
No. I knew it wasn't monarchy, but I was thinking.
We sound so smart for so long, and then we just go down.
I don't know Russia stuff. We're just starting the episode on Russia.
Yeah, this is why we research everything, and when we go off script, everything gets fucked. So, anyways.
We'll do an episode on Russia next.
No, I promise we won't next, but thank you guys so much for listening. This has been super fun. I hope you guys learned a lot from Operation Paperclip. And don't forget to
share, like, and subscribe, and please, keep commenting and, engaging with us because it really does help our community a lot and we appreciate you all.
Thank you. And email us at conspiriesunlocked@gmail.com. Thank you.
Bye.